It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing makes me ramble like a talk with Helen Campbell at McFarland's. I got her to laugh. Yes, right away. We got you to laugh, didn't we, Helen? Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining me. My guest this morning is Helen Campbell, who is the president of the library board, but also the liaison to the Friends of the Library Committee here at the Ruth Culver Library in Prairie du Sac. So thanks for joining me this morning, Helen.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for getting up early and coming on down. I know you said Bill might have come down initially, but he probably decided it was too early. No, he's got optimist, doesn't
right.
he? Yeah, they
yes.
optimist every Wednesday. So, right. But Helen, you and I have known each other, gosh, it seems like forever, like 20-some years, because we were talking before we went on the air. Your daughter and son both were in shows that I directed
right.
at the high school years ago. So, and Bill was actually, at that time, was a CPA. He had his own business, didn't
right.
he, for a number of years?
Right.
So, and I guess I remember that, too, because my wife, Ann, had worked at Snyder Organ in Bill was their accountant for a whole bunch of years.
Okay.
So lots of connections there.
Right.
So, and then we're talking to your daughter, Elizabeth, is a Sauk Prairie High School grad, and so is Patrick, right?
Right.
So lots of ties. Did you grow up in the area? I don't even know.
No. Martinsville, Springfield Corners.
Okay. So just down. Actually, John Helt, one of our parts guys, is, I think, in the Martinsville area. Maybe he's your neighbor. I don't know. Or was. So way back when. So, and Bill as well? Are you both from that general area?
No. Bill's from Williams Bay and other places.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So Williams Bay, isn't that up in Door County?
No, it's by Lake Geneva.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm thinking of Williams Harbor, I guess, or something like that. Anyway, who knows? My Wisconsin geography is not what it ought to be. So how did you get involved with the library board and friends and all that good stuff?
Well, I think partially because my children were, using the library and found it, very interesting and entertaining, and still today can tell you where things were in the old Tripp building.
Sure.
And I was interested in seeing what they were doing, and so I, became a member of the board of the library and have immensely enjoyed it and seen the progress the library has made over the years.
Sure. Well, there's been tons of progress, hasn't there? I mean, when I think about the number of changes that there have been just in staffing, for one. I mean, I remember John Thompson for years,
right.
and now Jenny Endres, who actually worked. She was a clerk at one
right.
point. Wasn't just an assistant.
Right.
So now she's the director, and Megan Stotz was just on the show. Lots of staff, but then building changes. I mean, Friends was heavily involved in those building
right.
changes, too.
The one to Park Avenue,
right.
and now the one to the Ruth Culver Community Library
okay.
on the Main Street.
So what sorts of other things does the Friends do? Are they're primarily the fundraising organization for the library, are they not?
Yes, the Friends are the Friends of the Library. They
sure.
are the helpers. They do some volunteer work. They do a lot of fundraising, and all the money goes back to the library for usage.
Okay.
And the Friends are having their ninth annual dinner and golf outing, which is going to be held Wednesday, September 6th.
Okay, that's coming up.
Right.
Just after Labor Day, right?
Right.
Okay.
At Lake Wisconsin Country Club. And all the proceeds from that go back to the library.
Okay.
And it starts at noon on the 6th with registration. 1 o'clock is going to be an opportunity for all golfers to enter a putting challenge.
Oh.
And if two of the golfers will be drawn, names will be drawn to do the putting challenge, and
okay.
if either of them make the putt, they will win $2,500.
Wow. So if you're a putter, that's the contest for you, right?
Right. Then at 1 o'clock is a shotgun start for the scramble.
Okay.
And then after that is 6:15 approximately, there will be dinner and prizes to be given away and
okay.
fun things for anybody. And people can come to golf And, of course, they're golfing. They can stay for dinner.
Okay.
But they can also come for dinner and have a good time. We have a silent auction that goes on during that time. So there's lots of goodies that people have donated for that.
Wow.
And registration is available online at pdslibrary.org /golf-outing-2017. There, and you can pick up registration forms at the library as well. Golf and dinner is $100 a person, $80 if you're a Lake Wisconsin Country Club member.
Okay.
That includes 18 holes of golf, golf cart, and dinner. And as I said, if you're not a golfer, join us for the dinner, $30. We do request sponsorships.
Okay.
Whole sponsorships start at $100.
Okay.
And you get a lot of publicity and people who will learn about your business or individuals.
Sure.
And there's a 50-50 raffle as well as a silent auction during the event.
And the silent auction, then obviously businesses can contribute in, various items for that as well that could be auctioned off. And
yes.
Hopefully you get more than the value of the item, right?
Right.
So.
And, you know, we get gift certificates to, you know, to restaurants or to establishments. We get items. Right now we have, for example, a clock, a really neat hanging Seiko wall clock.
Oh, cool.
We have a little painting at this point, and we have gift certificates, plus we have lots of kitchen things and
just
living things, all sorts of things that people have donated. And there's still lots coming in. It's still early. And all registrations must be in by August 30th for the golf event, for dinner and golfing and sponsorships to be held on September 6th.
Well, and while you were talking, I just called up really quick the Ruth Culver Community Library website, and it's that's really easy to remember, just pdslibrary.org. So, and if you go on there, folks, you just right on the sidebar, there's a nice picture of the golf outing. So you can, you know, get information. It'll take you right to the page for the golf outing itself and talks more about the actual event itself. And online registration is right there. There's also a PDF form that you can download, which is really nice. So that people that aren't comfortable doing stuff online or like myself get confused by very easy things sometimes. But all the other information Helen's been talking about is right there. Ninth annual. So obviously this is, has must have been successful in the past, right? No one does things nine times without figuring out that we shouldn't do that again.
Right.
So, and it, the money then raised for that, you were saying, what kind of programs? I mean, Megan was just here last week talking about one of them. I know the coding club, there's been some money that's came from the Friends organization, but what are some other things that the Friends can do for the library and the community?
You know, I think of the village budget. You know, the library is paid, you know, is paid for by the village. But budget times, you know, are really, really tight.
Sure.
So I think of that as being the cake.
Okay.
But it doesn't have any frosting or embellishments on it at all.
Sure.
So the Friends come along and ask the library, what do you need? What would you like beyond the budget request?
Okay.
What do you need? So that's kind of puts on the frosting on the cake.
Well, maybe some blueberries and some candles and candy and all that good stuff too, right?
Right. So they have covered all kinds of things like adult programming, children's programming, teen program. We're into all those. Books of all kinds, books on CD, you know, CD, tape, large print books, books that they can order that are very popular and just have in the library, and it might be your lucky day to get that book.
Sure.
And, you know, they even such things as painting touch-up jobs or, you know, just about anything imaginable that they request. Right now, I think this is interesting. You know, of course, the Friends were very instrumental in the fundraising campaign for the Ruth Culver Community Library, which, by the way, just celebrated its fifth anniversary already.
Oh, 5 years.
Of being in the building. But we had a very short time frame to do the campaign.
Okay.
During that time, they raised $850,000. For the building,
which speaks well of people thinking the way people think about libraries, right?
Right. So, exactly.
Excellent.
But since we've been in that building since 2012, It is estimated that over $50,000 has been given from the Friends to actually be used in the library. And it's all for items not covered in their budget.
Sure. Well, when you think about that, there's a tremendous amount of like recirculation that goes on just in terms of the things that come off the shelf, because we were talking before we went on the air how they have data now that shows which things are getting checked out and which things are not. So the staff does a great job of keeping the stuff, you know, that people want. They keep track of all that data and really do a lot to try to support what the community is looking for. And this funds that.
Right. And so they are always recirculating and culling the shelves, and like, you know, DVDs are popular now, so we've been purchased some storage areas for DVDs. It's all, you know, all kinds of things, but I think one thing that's really interesting, I just grabbed a few statistics.
Oh, okay.
In June, this past June of 17, there were 36 library programs in that building. A lot of them 36. Were touched by the Friends, you know, what they did. Almost 1,500 people attended those events in June.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you think about that, that's like a third of the entire community, or right around, so, of Prairie du Sac at least, and who knows how many Sauk City people are coming
from. Right, area people.
Sure.
And
it,
overall, in 2016, there were 366 programs available to people from the community. That means from babies, they have baby programs, all the way through whatever age any adult who wishes to enter the library is can participate in.
Sure.
So they've brought in, you know, wonderful speakers. They, you know, the coding club for the teens and other things, kits, I mean, you name it, they've been bringing it in. And, of course, they're also saving money for the future.
Right,
but
exactly.
It's all for the library.
And anything we can do to promote knowledge and people being smarter, especially this day and age, holy cow, with information zooming by the way it does and people's lives, the library does a wonderful job of stabilizing some of that.
Right, and the computers, too, when you're saying this age of technology. A lot of computers available and space to use Wi-Fi and all that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And, of course, one minor thing, the Friends, it's not minor, really, it's beautiful, the gardens behind and, you know, the things like that are all maintained by Friends of the Library, and you know, everything inside, you know, pictures have been added, you name it, you know, as I said, it's like the frosting on the cake.
Right. Well, I've said before that periodical room downstairs where you can look out at the garden and the river, that is one of the gems of the area, and it's totally free. You don't even have to buy anything to stay there. So wonderful. Well, Helen, thank you so much for getting up early to join us. My guest has been Helen Campbell, who's the president of the library board here at the Ruth Culver Library. Again, what's the dates of that event? The big golf outing is coming up.
Okay. The dinner and golf outing, sponsored by the Friends, is Wednesday, September 6th.
Okay.
Registration, as we're all said, is online. And you can also pick up registration forms at the library, or you can give me a call at 643-4565, and I'll be happy to get you any information. So if you golf, please consider coming. And if you don't golf, that's great. I don't either.
I don't either.
So come to the dinner. But registration's due August 30th.
Okay, so right before Labor Day, you got to have that in, get registered. Come on down for just the dinner if you want, right? So lots of fun, lots of great people, I'm sure, that are supporters of the library. So I would hope you'd just have a great time. And hopefully, I'm going to pray right now for the weather to be excellent weather, okay?
Yes, do that, because last year it was not.
Not a good thing. Yeah, you're really dependent on the good Lord above to provide a nice sunny day, right?
Right.
So, well, thanks again, Helen. Best of luck. Hope it all goes just beautifully for you this year. After having the rain last year, you're due, I think, a good year, right?
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Well, we'll take a quick break now to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, Tom Ziegler is going to come behind the radio. This could be dangerous, folks, because Tom and I are both talkers, so hope you're not planning anything for the next half hour or so. No, we won't go that long. But anyways, he'll be with us to talk about a couple of special events coming up in just the next couple of weeks. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and live from McFarland's in Sauk City.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.